Pill. It's a Tech Tuesday. And we are going to talk to Roger Chang, who is executive editor and head of CNET News. Roger, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Facebook is doing something that might help people's mental health. I believe they're following suit. Instagram did this. Why don't you explain?
Yes. So this is following an experiment that Instagram, which they also own, tinkered with a few months ago, basically looking at hiding likes on your newsfeed posts, specifically hiding the number of likes you get. And the idea here is that it relieves the pressure of having you, obsess over how many likes that post receives. And generally, I mean, this sort of goes back to the broader idea of kind of making Facebook and Instagram, places that you are less addicted to, and sort of address some of the issues that or concerns that folks have kind of laid upon these social networks, that they're designed to be addictive.
So we know Facebook is basically an online popularity contest, Roger, and it's always weird to me when somebody posts something like, sadly, my grandfather has passed away, and then there's a couple dozen likes, and people, that's their way of saying, I feel sorry for you.
Then put the sad face.
I guess so. But I do give them credit for realizing that not everything in the world is either something that you like or don't like. I guess that's progress in a weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And this is less about, how you express yourself and how you want folks to react to your post. And it's more about really by removing the number of likes, removing the indication of how popular the post is, it kind of relieves the pressure on you, like having a successful post, right? There are folks out there, who do obsess with that, right? Making sure they have the right photo and making sure they have the clever comment and really kind of looking over how many likes they get for whatever post they put. So removing that number definitely is helpful from a psychological perspective.
Facebook should be worried about that video that keeps going to your message inbox, your direct message that says you are in this video. And then if you click on it, it gets all of your contacts, and that thing just keeps going and going and going. I have gotten probably 30 of them.
And you're not in any of those 30 videos, Wendy?
Shut up. I'm in different ones. But I didn't, obviously you open your messenger to look at it, but I did not ever click on the link. But that thing, come on, that can't be stopped by now. It's been happening for the last month or so.
Yeah. It's been going around. It's one of those things that, again, because Facebook is such a huge network, even those problems that you think are massive and going around everywhere probably is a blip for this site because, it's got billions of users.
Yeah, I guess that is so annoying. Don't open it. You're not in the video. I checked.
Can I still like that video if I want to?
Sure.
Or is it too late?
If you want.
Nah.
All right. So this is about the time that we start talking Apple this, Apple that, iPhone. I have a 6S, and I'm cool with keeping it. I have one kid who's got a 6S, and his screen has been broken for so long. I don't know. Do we need the iPhone 11?
Do we need it? That's a great question. It really is different depending on and who you are. I think if you're happy with your phone, regardless of what model it is, I think it's not necessarily worth upgrading, especially given that the prices for these phones are just getting higher, right? You're looking at, $1,000 plus for one of these devices. The question about whether or not you want to upgrade, it used to be a bit of a no-brainer after 2 years. Even after 1 year, the more aggressive folks would upgrade. But given the price hikes on these devices, it's really no longer just an instant upgrade. You really have to debate whether or not this is worth the investment.
And it's so funny because, in your bill, it'll go, hey, you're ready for an upgrade. So you're right. In the old days, you would just say, okay, well, I'm going to get a new phone.
Right.
Now, these phones, honestly, are so great. I can't imagine there are so many more features for it.
Yeah, and look, we're looking at the rumors that have surfaced for the next wave of iPhones. I mean, slightly better camera, faster processor, and really the same kinds of additional bells and whistles that we've seen the last couple of years. The phones won't change dramatically over last year's model. So, if you bought one last year, if you bought one the year before, chances are you probably don't need the upgrade. Like you said, these phones are powerful enough and you know, have enough features that you really are fine with the existing device. But, you know, if you've got an older phone and it's starting to slow and it's starting to show its age a little bit, you know, it might be worth the upgrade. But, you know, given the price, it's definitely something you want to put some heavy thought into.
It's so funny how people think when they get that notice, ooh, you've been, it's time for an upgrade. People are like, oh, I'm so special. But it's just the company's way of saying we want to sell you more things.
And get on a payment plan for longer.
It's no high exalted honor.
Somebody has just texted us, 630, iPhones are crap, get a Samsung. Well, now there's a new Samsung that's coming out. Bill, you might like this. You can fold it up and put it into a square and put it into your pocket. Tell us about this, Roger.
Yeah, so this is reportedly the follow-up version of their delayed Galaxy Fold. Now, the Galaxy Fold, the phone that you know, kind of looks like a book, it folds inwards, that is actually expected to launch later this week. And Samsung's really looking to see how well that does before they offer a follow-up phone. But currently they have in the works a phone that has a 6.7-inch display, but instead of folding like a book, it kind of folds inwards in half and then turns into a compact square. So the idea that you've got this tiny little device you can fold in, like the old flip phones, except, you know, the phone uses a foldable display, so it's a continuous display once it folds out.
Remember that thing you used to fold paper in and you'd pick a color and a number?
And then it said you are stupid at the end of it?
Right. Yeah. Right. We can do that with the new Samsung phone.
That'll be great.
What else?
That's exactly what you want to spend your $2,000 on.
Roger Chang, executive editor and head of CNET News. Any other stories that you're working on over at CNET? I love going there, CNET.com. They have reviews on everything, and it's not just tech stuff. Sometimes it's appliances, automobiles, it's everything. Anything else you're working on over there, Roger?
Yeah, check out the site right now. We've got a great explainer on Wi-Fi 6. It's the next generation of Wi-Fi and why it's so much better and why you need to get on it.
Wi-Fi 6, right?
It's next generation of Wi-Fi. Basically, your Wi-Fi, but like double the range, triple the speed, and just generally better.
Yes, the headline Wi-Fi is barely here, but Wi-Fi 7 is already on the way, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just can't
keep up.
We appreciate you talking to us, Roger, and have a great week.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, Roger.
Executive editor and head of CNET News.
Shouldn't the guy who works for CNET have a better phone? Shouldn't he? He should, right?
I agree with you.
His phone's a little blurry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. He is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, WGN.